Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new, this is a quick episode that I do every Wednesday where I share my family's meal plan for the upcoming week with you. I also have a blog post that goes along with this, which can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. I rotate my meals regularly, and by doing that, I have my meal plans pretty much already almost put together by time they get there. For example, I do hamburgers every other Friday. I do a Mexican theme on Tuesday. I do certain things every day of the week. And I always, when I make a meal, I think ahead, when's the next time we're going to have that, put that on the future meal plan. And it really helps me make meal planning super easy because I'm filling out future days as I go along. So anyway, this week's meal plan is going to start on Saturday, March 29th. So for Saturday, we are doing oven-fried breaded pork chops from skinnytaste.com. This is just a basic boneless pork chop that is breaded with crushed corn flakes and breadcrumbs, like panko breadcrumbs and some other seasonings, and you just bake them in the oven. I'm also going to be trying super rice from plainchicken.com. I've never made this, but it's basically a rice made with cream of chicken soup, chicken broth, instant white rice, and Parmesan cheese. I thought it looked like it would be a good side dish for something different, so we're going to do that, and then some frozen vegetables. I have a bunch in the freezer. I always buy them when they're on sale, like the steam fresh type you just throw in the microwave. So that's what we're going to do for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing cheesy crispy chicken. I don't have a specific recipe to share as far as a link, but on my website, I do explain how to make this recipe. You basically just take chicken breast, you dunk it in milk and Ritz crackers, crushed Ritz crackers, and then you top it with cheddar cheese and bake it in the oven. Really simple and easy to make. I'm also going to be making spinach with garbanzo beans, which is from allrecipes.com, which is a real quick and easy recipe you make on the stovetop. Basically just by cooking up some chickpeas, which are garbanzo beans, and some spinach. And then I'm also going to be making crispy air-fried sweet potato wedges from cookinglight.com. You basically just take some sweet potatoes, cut them up, toss them in some olive oil and seasonings, and you can cook them in the air fryer. I'm sure you can make them in the oven also. For Monday, I'm going to be doing Chef John's stuffed peppers, which is from allrecipes.com. It's just your basic stuffed pepper recipe. It has rice, ground beef, ground sausage, and some other seasonings, and of course sauce. And I am just making that. I'm not doing any sides with it. I was trying to think of a side to go with it, but then I decided we're just going to do the stuffed peppers because it has the pepper and the meat and the rice and the sauce. And I'm like, it's good enough. We'll survive without having a side dish with that, and it'll make it a little bit easier for me that night. So that's for Monday. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme meal. So this week we're doing Chipotle bowls, homemade Chipotle bowls. I just do some chicken under the broiler, like cut up in little pieces with some olive oil and some seasoning. We make some black beans. I put out some avocado, sour cream, salsa. I'm trying to think what else. I know there's other stuff I put out, but whatever, I put out all the toppings so that everyone can kind of make their own bowls that night. So that's for Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm doing creamy Tuscan salmon shrimp pasta. I actually have a video of this one on YouTube if you're interested in seeing it. That's a really simple, really, really simple meal for our seafood night. You basically just cook up the salmon, cook up the shrimp. You add some cream, lemon juice. I forget exactly the order. You make like a little sauce. You add the seafood back in. And then I just mix the pasta right in. I usually do some fettuccine pasta with that. For Thursday, I'm going to be making instant pot Italian wedding soup. I made this once before, several weeks back, and my family really, really liked it. It's a really delicious instant pot soup. The only thing is that you do have to make meatballs ahead of time, or if you buy frozen meatballs, you could do that too. I made homemade meatballs using Chef John's Italian meatballs, which I'll have the link in my blog post for those also. What I wound up doing is I made them the night before, which is what I'll do this week also on Wednesday while I'm making the seafood meal. I'll just make the meatballs too and put them in the fridge. And then that way when it's time to add them to the soup, I'll have them ready already. But other than having to make the meatballs in advance, the soup is super easy to put together. And it was really, really delicious. So I definitely recommend trying that one if that sounds good to you. If you don't know what Italian wedding soup is, it's basically like got some vegetables and it's got the meatballs, it's got chicken broth, and it has spinach in it and some pastina pasta. It was really, really good. And then for Friday, I'm going to be doing ribeye steak. We do this just once a month, every 4 weeks. And I just really marinate the steak with some Montreal steak seasoning, olive oil, and red wine vinegar. And then I will cook it in the I've been cooking in the air fryer, but then last time I actually cooked it in a cast iron skillet on the stovetop, and that came out really good and was pretty easy. So I might do that again in the summer. I'll just throw it on the grill. And then as a side, I'm going to be making Pennsylvania Dutch corn pie. This is basically a pie that you put in potatoes, corn, like whole kernel corn, cream style corn. And then it does call for hard cooked eggs, but I've never actually added that ingredient, so I'm not sure how that part tastes. You kind of cook up those ingredients on the stovetop, put it in a pie dish, top it with a pie crust, and bake it. And it comes out really good. I thought it would be a good side dish to go along with the steak. So that's our meal plan for this week. Like I said, you can find this entire meal plan in a blog post with links to any recipes that I mentioned on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.